Hello?
I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. So let me continue here. Are you, may I please have your name?
Huh?
May I please have your name?
Walter Carter.
Thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
And what is your age?
6.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I vote.
So you will definitely vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Thanks.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Approve?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approved.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
100.
Next, J.D. Vance.
1. Stop.
Next, Tammy Baldwin.
7.
Next, Kamala Harris.
100.
How much?
100. Can you say Harrison?
No, I mean Kamala Harris. You said 100, right?
Right.
Okay. Next, the Republican Party in general.
5.
Next, the Democratic Party in general.
A 5.
Next, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you like this. I give him a 7.
And Project 2025?
Project 2025, I hope they help. I'll give them 100.
Okay, let me continue. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Harrison.
That's Kamala Harris.
Yes.
And now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is, Trump has promised to continue bridging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who, in return, take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay, next. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. From 0 to 10.
Oh, I wouldn't give him no 10. The 10 is to keep them from getting in office, right?
The 10 is like from 0 to 10 on how much this is a reason to vote. How convincing is this as a reason?
Number 7.
Okay. And next, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history, our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans. Regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. From 0 to 10.
10.
And elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10?
8.
And we're almost done. Thank you for your time. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people can change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that this statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. From 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Next, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped it pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. So from 0 to 10.
Yeah.
And this November, we had the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for chance, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. From 0 to 10. Excellent. And now sometimes, again, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for your vote?
Harris.
Kamala Harris. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. 10, okay? And switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Yes.
Sorry?
What'd you say?
Oh, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Like high school?
Oh, so
like
a year. Oh, high school, I go back to, I'm in 19,
okay. Okay. And are you currently married, married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. I do appreciate it a lot. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.